Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Myself, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods with us as well. One of our great sponsors, Charlie Grimes, and our next guest, Kim Zember, joining us now, author of Restless Heart, My Struggle with Life and Sexuality. Kim, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. And you've got quite a book. I didn't get a chance to read all of it, but I did read some of it. And basically, you've got some history and some things to talk about. Good stuff.
I sure do, yeah. As many people do.
Well, yes, we all do. Although yours, well, I say that not all of ours are like yours, although there's probably a lot of folks out there listening that can very much relate mm-hmm. to what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, more than we think, actually. I've been surprised to hear from so many, actually.
Okay, so first things first, I always ask this, why did you write the book? What made you do this in the first place?
I really felt God asked me to, because it's a book that I needed, that I think would have given me a lot of help and direction when I was struggling.
Okay, so explain your struggles and where you've come from in life, because I know you battled things that, again, a lot of folks out there listening have probably battled as well, so explain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the shortest version I can give, you know, I struggled with same-sex attraction the majority of my adult life. First acted on it in high school my senior year, and that had led to years of confusion, of hiding. Now, I don't point the finger at the same-sex attraction. I chose to act on the feelings and desires that I had, and acting on that now created this internal war because, you know, I was raised in a Christian home, and I knew growing up, like, acting out on certain desires, whether they be same-sex desires, whether it be, like I said, same-sex, or whether it be even premarital sex, and, you know, what is right and wrong. And so my morals came from a Christian foundation, and so I knew what I was choosing to do was not right. The problem was I wanted to do it, and so that was something that's why I ended up hiding.
So you basically led a double life for a while. Am I saying that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just took the words from my mouth. Absolutely.
And how, again, that can't be easy. That had to be hard.
It was one of the worst things I've ever experienced. I don't know how people live. I mean, this went on for years of my life, and I've gotten messages from people that said they've done this for 30 plus years, and it breaks my heart.
I mean, because you were not only, you know, prominent on, you know, let's say the Christian side, doing nonprofit work in Ethiopia, which, by the way, I've been to many times, great place. So, you know, you're doing things along those lines, helping out there, married, you've got all that stuff going on, but yet living a complete opposite life at other times.
Oh, yeah, super successful financially. I started a mission in Ethiopia, like you had mentioned, when I was 23. But, you know, God didn't call me to a half surrender. You know, He wants my whole life. He wants every gift He's given me back to Him. And sexuality and my desires were something that I hung on to. I thought, you've got my house. You've got all the other stuff. Like, why can't I just hang on to this? And if I give it to you, I'm going to have to be a nun. And God bless the nuns, right? But that wasn't the route I wanted. That wasn't the life I wanted. So I was afraid, honestly. Well, one, I had the fear of being alone, that if I'm not going to be with a woman, then who am I going to be with? And, you know, and so I thought that meant either I have to go into the religious life or I'm going to be the cat woman and I don't even like cats. So it was a lose-lose in my mind.
That's
forgetting
funny.
That God's
That's
God,
hilarious.
Right? Well, it's true. And so it really did. It held me Now, again, I made choices, so I don't blame. Right. I don't blame anybody around me.
Right.
I made choices.
Appreciate that, by the way.
Well, it's just true. I did not choose to have the feelings. I will say that. I never chose to like women. I never chose to be attracted to them. I didn't have any sexual abuse in my life, no physical abuse, mental abuse, spiritual abuse. So I didn't choose those feelings, but I did choose what I did with them. And so I take ownership for that. And so, yeah, it was a lot. And from the outside, everything looked good. Like I said, I made a boatload of money from the age 18 on selling real estate in San Diego. I had most things at my fingertips, have a great family still. But it was like, everything was like I call it like that fancy house, and then you walk in, it was just empty inside. I didn't know who I was.
Gotcha.
And then when you start hiding and living a double life, now I'm becoming a liar. I'm becoming, my friends don't really know me. My family doesn't really know me because I'm not being real. And so it was miserable. It was, I walked around with a smile, but my heart was just in angst all the time.
What would you tell people that are in that mode today? If we've got listeners listening that are in that mode, what would you tell them? What's a piece of advice you can give them?
Well, you're not alone. And to really seek out people that genuinely love you, not just want to see you smile, but genuinely love you, love your soul. They love, there's a definition of love, and it's when we love someone, we desire heaven for them. And so someone who desires heaven for you, and is going to journey with you, not just say, don't do that, don't do this. But that just find someone, just pray, ask God, like, please bring someone in my life that can help me through this struggle and whatever struggle, whether that be same-sex attraction, whether that be whatever we struggle with, because we all struggle. And like you asked the first question, why did I do the book? Was so that people know they're not alone. They may never meet me, but they have a book in their hand, and most people can say, and I hear it multiple times a day from people all over the world, you told my story. We don't have the same life, but you told my story, and thank you, because it gives me hope. I'm not alone. And that's one thing Satan loves to do is isolate us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so just knowing that you're not alone, sharing with someone who really does love you, and number one, going to God, of course, but he gave us people as well. And so people who aren't going to just shut you down, but listen to the struggle and want to journey with you.
Gotcha. And you also didn't just struggle with the same-sex attraction side of it. You also liked the parties and the casinos and some of the other things that happen in that lifestyle, not just the same-sex thing. You were all in on that side, right?
I was all in for the world. So whatever the world had, I was double downing, as a true gambler would say. I was all in.
And made enough money to where you could do all of that as well, right?
Oh, I threw money around because it came easy. Yeah. And so I threw it around and I made more and invested and then went to the casinos and made more. But in that, there was also a lifeblood of selfishness. See, the world revolved around me, or so I lived that way. And so, that really was such a core foundational issue in my life, is that I didn't see outside of myself. It's really hard to see someone else when you're staring at yourself. And so for me, that selfishness really helped to make a lot of other decisions in my life as well.
Okay.
Even how I acted with women. As you said, I got married to a man, cheated on him with a married woman.
Gotcha.
Right. We could say all day, well, that's because you had same-sex attraction. Well, bottom line, it's selfish. No, I'm not saying, but like choosing to cheat is a selfish decision. Now, we have a lot of different factors that can come into it, but let's not take the accountability that we choose what we do, right?
Well,
we don't
said.
Have to choose what we feel, but we choose what we do.
Well said. What finally came to the point of realization where you said, listen, I have to make a change. I can't keep doing this. Was there a particular moment? Was it gradual?
Yeah.
Was there this instant, call it a God moment where you just said, hey, I've got to get my life straightened out. What happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was threads of it throughout, but it finally, they call it the last straw, was when I realized I had no one else to blame. It was like pointing the finger at everyone around me, and I didn't realize three the whole time were pointing back at me. So I realized I was the common denominator. In this, lack of peace and, oh, it's that girl's fault. It's that guy's fault. It's this, everybody else. And so finally, by the grace of God, I was like, wait a minute, I think I'm the issue. And so I started to really self-reflect, and there's a lot more details in the book. You know, I tried to go to counseling and all that, but it was October 17th, 2014 when I surrendered. I said, Jesus, I surrender. I said, I'm horrible at being God. So today, I want you to be God, please. Be God of my life, over my sexuality, over my fears, mm-hmm. over everything and anything you made me up as. I give myself fully back to you, and please show me that you're better at being God than I am. And he has, since that day, since October 17th, 2014, he has showed me how good at being God he is, and how not good at God or being God I am,
yeah.
but how good I am, how much he loves me, and how he's for me and not against me. Mm. It's been an incredible journey, not a perfect one, but it is one that I that day will forever be seared on my soul.
Great. Where do they get the book, Kim?
It's on Amazon. It's published through Crisis Publishing, an imprint of Sophia Institute, Sophia Press. You can pretty much find it anywhere. It's Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere.
Okay.
And
again,
it's coming out on Audible, too.
Gotcha. Okay. And it's Restless Heart, My Struggle with Life and Sexuality by Kim Zember. It's Z-E-M-B-E-R. Kim, I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
You bet. Likewise. Appreciate it. All right. Let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. American National Insurance is next. Good friend of mine, by the way. And Paul's a guy, you know, much like Greg, who's sitting next to me, just a really good, solid guy who wants what's best for you, you know, his customer. And by the way, you may not be his customer. You may just be somebody that's asking questions when it comes to insurance, and he's just the guy to ask, and he'll answer them. That's just who he is. Call Paul today if you got any questions, 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
All right, Barber's Foods is next. In fact, Greg Bloom is here, owner of Barber's Foods. And Greg, what makes you different? Why should people buy meat from you?
The difference is we actually know where the meat comes from, what family raises it, how the animals are processed. And so if you care about that, you know, humane animal handling, the quality of the food, the cleanliness of the plant, who owns the company and what's their value system, why they're doing it, then you would be a good customer of ours because that's the passion we have.
Yep, that's what you do. So right now, folks, if you order anything through October, go right to the website, barbersfoods.com. If you make any kind of an order, don't forget to pre-order that salmon, by the way, as well. 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu with every order. Use beef at checkout. Again, it's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And by the way, really appreciate all of you listening today. We've had Greg Bloom with us from Barber's Foods today. It's been a joy to have Greg as well. And every time Greg's on, I learn so much. In fact, if you could hear the conversations even in between, you know, we have our commercial breaks. If you could listen to what we talk about in between each one of our blocks of time, I mean, I just learn so much every single time Greg's on. And I've learned so much literally in the past couple of months with Greg that, and I think Greg said it well a moment ago when we were talking about even his commercial, and that is if you really value not just the quality of the meat, but how it's, you know, where it's come from, how it's processed, what really got me thinking about this even several months ago, and I think Charlie can even remember this phone call. So, you know, Dan and I a while back, and we were talking and joking and, you know, kind of making light of PETA and all this different stuff. And we had somebody up in Fort Collins, and if you're that person, I appreciate this phone call very much, because this person called in. It was a lady. She called in and said, "Hey, I know you guys are, you know, kind of having fun and so on, but I also know you're Christian, and, you know, you guys value life and different things. And the fact of the matter is, as Christians, you know, we're supposed to, you know, take care of what God's given to us. And, you know, do you really care about where your meat comes from, what you eat, and so on?" And, you know, it really struck a chord with me. I thought, you know, I never really researched it before. I you know, usually just go to the supermarket, grab whatever I think is one of the best cuts, and out the door I go and throw it on the grill and you're done. But she really got me thinking about the things that we had kind of talked about that day and then since. And then, of course, and I believe things don't happen on accident. I think things happen for a reason. And it wasn't long after that, you know, Greg contacted me through COVID and said, "Hey, I think we'd be a good fit and would love to get your listeners some really good, high quality, you know, protein, you know, whether that be fish, whether it be chicken, whether it be pork, you name it, whatever it happens to be. You know, we'd love to get your, you know, your listeners into some really good, high quality meat." And I just thought, you know, all those things don't just happen, you know, by happenstance. There's a reason these things take place. So when Greg, you know, came along and had that phone call probably a couple of months prior to that, it was sort of like, you know, I think is an opportunity for not only me to learn more about how all this works, but all of you as listeners as well. And so I would encourage you that are out there listening, you know, and I'm going to be hard on you guys. Stop buying your meat at the grocery store or Costco or any other place you've been buying it. And I mean that sincerely. Stop. Plan ahead. Think about what you're going to start having for dinner a week or two out. Nothing wrong with, especially as we've gone through COVID here and have watched this, nothing wrong with having an inventory of meats in the freezer. And by the way, I know freezers got really tight there for a while, but the inventory on those is back up. You can take and buy a little square-boxed freezer that you can literally put just about anywhere, basement, garage, a utility room, whatever. And you can put a lot of meat inside of a little freezer if you pack it in there correctly. And what I'm getting at is plan ahead. Not only will you save money, because keep in mind, you think, well, it's easy. I'll just run down to the grocery store and grab such and such. Well, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but we all know, and Greg knows especially. In fact, Greg told me a little something about Thanksgiving and turkeys. The fact of the matter is most turkeys sold at Thanksgiving are sold at what, Greg?
Well, they're a loss leader. They're sold at a loss just to get you.
They want you in the store, right?
Exactly.
Because they know when you're in the store, you're going to buy something else, right?
You're going to fill up the cart.
Yeah. Every time you go, you're spending money on something, and in a lot of cases, you're spending money on something you don't need. So my point is this: a lot of you will look at the you know website, you'll go to Barber's, and you'll think, "Oh, well, I don't want to spend that much money on meat right now." You're going to spend it anyways, people.
Yeah, right.
It's a matter of just being ahead of the game and planning and getting that in the freezer and getting that stuff done and out of your way versus going on a bi-weekly or weekly, or in some cases, two or three times a week, depending upon who you are. Because every time you show up at the grocery store, you're spending money you don't need to.
That's right. And you can buy a, you know, $200 freezer at Home Depot right now that's a 2x2x3 cube, hold a month or two worth of product in there that you get from us once a month, and it's higher quality meat. And we're glad to tell you the story of the family that we personally know of how it was raised, if you care. But, you know, especially people ask me all the time, am I going to spend more money at Barber's than at store? Not if you're comparing apples to apples. If you're comparing air-chilled chicken to air-chilled chicken and, you know, antibiotic-free, no hormone-free beef to, you know, if you're buying conventional meats that are sold on price and price alone. The fish is an example. We have our Alaskan sockeye salmon coming in next week from Taryn and Kara, who caught it themselves up in Alaska. And we talked about them last month. So if you pre-ordered that, it'll be in next week. If you didn't order it, we still have some product left through the end of the year. You can order that. But, you know, if you go to the supermarket tonight and buy a piece of salmon, it's probably farm raised and color added. So that's not what we sell.
It's not the same product.
No, it's not the same
product. And price wise, folks, it's not going to be much difference in price. So you're not even buying apples and apples, you're buying apples and bananas.
Right. And a retail,
to compare the prices.
A retail store normally marks up meat 30 to 50%. So you're paying for that big store, you know. So there's a lot of cool things.
They make money in the meat market.
They do. That's why it's always in the back.
That's why you got to walk past everything else to get there, right?
That's right.
Okay, so there you go, folks. Again, just plan ahead. Buy from barbers. I cannot stress that enough. You will not spend any more money when it's all said and done. And you have my word. I mean that. I have tested almost every product on the menu, not every single product, but by and large, the majority of what Greg has got on the website, I have tested and tasted. And I will tell you this. I have yet to serve anything that I have either fried, smoked, cooked, whatever happens to be. And there's multiple ways you can do it, folks, depending upon what you've got. But I've yet to serve anything. Somebody's come back and said, well, that's the worst stuff I've ever tasted. It's the opposite, folks. I usually get, wow, that's the best hamburger I've ever... Where'd you get that? That's the best hamburger litter I've ever... That's the best chicken I've ever tasted. I cooked that salmon. That's the best salmon literally, that's the comments I get is that's the best I've ever tasted. And you know what, folks? It is.
Well, and that's kudos to the families that raise the product. They're very proud of what they do.
And you can tell very well. So barbersfoods.com, folks. Extreme Auto Repair, folks, is coming up next. And much like Greg, family-owned, they want to take care of you, your vehicle. Don't forget Cooper Tires right now. They've got a $70 rebate, and they're selling those to you at cost. And you got a 15% discount if you mention Rush to Reason as well. There's 18 bays there to service you. Find them at klzradio.com or dial 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Kevin Flash, if there's anything you need when it comes to the legal end of things, please give Kevin a call. He wants to help. He'll give just advice as well. If you got a question, you're not sure what to do, you don't know the direction to head, that's where Kevin comes in. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
Red light cameras, what's the scoop on those?
First of all, you'll get something in the mail with a picture. The picture has to be the person that owns the vehicle. That's the only way that they can ID the driver is by the owner of the vehicle. So if you're driving someone else's vehicle and they get the ticket and your picture is on it, tell them to throw it away because they'll never be able to ID who it is that was driving. So even worst case scenario, I'm driving my own vehicle. I go through an intersection. They get a good picture. They will send me a notice. I still say throw that away.
Yeah, because they need to serve you.
That's right. And if they personally serve you, then you have to deal with it. But if they don't, trash.
Yeah, trashola.
It's a complete revenue generator.
It's all it is.
Yes.
It's just a tax.
Yep.
It's a driving tax.
That's exactly what
it is.
That's
all it is, people.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Common sense legal advice. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Fleshlawfirm.com.
Wealth accumulation versus retirement planning. That's exactly what Al Smith at Golden Eagle can do for you. He'll help you get to retirement and then stay there. Call him today at 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange your free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We got our next guest joining us in just 1 second. There we go. That's better. Thank you. I can hear myself now. So Greg Bloom with us again, Barber's Foods. And we were just talking a moment ago before we bring our next guest on that we're probably the only country that doesn't eat horses.
Right. Canada does. Mexico does. The whole European continent does. South America does. But not here at the good old USA.
And I think that's just because of the Old West. My own take.
Yeah. Just that sentimental, horses help settle the country. We love our horses. They're pets. They're our friends.
Yeah, we don't eat dogs either.
We're not going to eat them. Yeah, right.
And there's other countries that do that as well.
Yeah. Even though it's delicious, I've eaten horse meat in other countries. But I own horses. I wouldn't want to eat them. I wouldn't. Just that sentimental, you know.
Gotcha.
They're my friends.
And just a side note, too, as we're talking about meats and different things like that, ostrich.
Yeah.
Some of the best red meat you'll ever eat.
Yeah, I've had it. I used to sell it.
Yeah, it's actually very delicious. You wouldn't think it shouldn't be red meat. You wouldn't think it's red meat, but it is.
The hard thing is, when I used to sell it to restaurants, here's the thing. They would overcook it because they're thinking bird,
right.
Chicken,
right.
165 degrees internal temperature. And
no,
I would
meat.
Tell the chef, 140, it's coming out of the oven.
It's red meat.
And they would ruin it.
Yep.
It has to be cooked like beef.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it really it pretty much is.
Yeah, it's
some of the most tender red meat you'll ever eat.
Yeah, it's dark
it's
color.
Delicious.
It is
so.
Delicious.
Yeah. All right, Larry Klayman joining us now. Larry, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Nice
appreciate
invitation.
Author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. And you're also former chairman of the successful nonprofit foundation, Judicial Watch. So, Larry, thanks for joining us. Again, we do appreciate it very much.
And the founder. Thank you.
And the founder, yes. And also the founder and current chairman of current chairman of Freedom Watch.
Correct. I founded that too.
All right. So talk to us about It Takes a Revolution, because, man, we got a lot going on in the country right now.
Well, I'm looking at a copy of it right now. It just came out from printing. You can pre-order it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all the booksellers. And it's a different kind of book. It's not, for instance, like Hannity wrote his recent book, Live Free or Die. Doesn't just say vote for Donald Trump, that'll solve everything. Of course, I support Donald Trump personally myself and hope he wins, but the country's in crisis. The executive branch of government is controlled by deep state, and I define that. You know, I've been working in the deep state in the bowels for 40-some years, so I have an understanding of what goes on. And it's on both sides of the political spectrum, and it's more powerful than the president of the United States. And I go through historically, you know, how it has committed various crimes against the American people and detail it in one of the early chapters. Secondly, I get into the legislative branch, which is essentially a bunch of jokers and court jesters, clowns, and frankly, criminals.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing for the American people, you know, in our generation. You know, they're out of control. Then, of course, the judiciary. And the book is dedicated to Thomas Jefferson, who was against the federal judiciary. He said that because they're unelected, they would become despots, they would become tyrants. And over time, this would cause another revolution that we would again have to shed the blood of patriots. And this is the theme of the book. I'm not looking to shed blood of anybody. I want to do it peacefully and legally, but I'm giving concrete ways that we can wage a second American revolution, now a counter-revolution, because now we're up against the radical left that wants to turn this country into a socialist, communist gulag, and we've got that on top of everything else. So I hope people will buy the book, because it's much different than what you're going to read. It just doesn't rehash what's been going on with Fusion GPS, Steele dossier, which has been thrown into the tank by our attorney general anyway, as usual. You know, everybody in Washington has dirt on everybody else. It's mutual assured destruction. And that explains why this Attorney General, Bill Barr, is no different than Sessions or anybody else. He's taken a dive just yesterday, again, on the unmasking of Michael Flynn and others in and around President Trump. And the American people are left defenseless. So we have to rise up and we have to do it for ourselves.
Huge disappointment. Huge disappointment in that, by the way, Larry. Huge disappointment.
More than a disappointment. I mean, he's actually obstructing justice. And the subtitle of my book is Forget the Scandal Industry, Turn Off Cable News, Get Up Off the Couch, Put Down the Wine and Beer and Popcorn, and Let's Get to Work.
What are some of the suggestions you would give listeners, some of the first places we should start?
Well, one of the suggestions, and I hope that you'll that they will get the book and read it. I'm not going to make much, if any, money off of this. But one of the suggestions is citizens' grand juries. Back in 1992, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, the great Justice Antonin Scalia, said that the grand juries, in a case that was captioned United States versus Williams, does not belong to the three branches of government. It belongs to the American people. And consequently, as we did in the Old West, the American people have the power, and this answers questions, you know, what we're seeing with Attorney General Bill Barr and everybody else, is that we have the power to enforce the law ourselves. And in panel of grand jury, seek indictments, try, convict, and sentence. We even have the power to do citizen arrests, and I go through that historically in this book. And I'm not advocating violence or taking people, you know, that way. Hopefully, Trump will be reelected and he will enforce any sentences. But even if not, it's educating the American people that we need to do it for ourselves with, you know, God's grace. And we've done it before. Our founding fathers, you know, had their legal system taken back to the court of St. James by King George III. He tried to reason with them. They tried to reason with him, and it fell upon deaf ears. So eventually they had to take matters into their own hands, and that's where we are today. And that's why the title of my book, it's a kind of a play on Hillary's Takes a Village,
right?
Is that we need village people, okay,
right,
to take back this country. It takes a revolution.
Do you think we're headed in that direction, or do you think, and I don't know what's going to happen November 3rd. I don't think anybody does, but what's your best guess?
Well, we're already in a revolution. We're in a revolution that the left has ignited it. It's a modern Bolshevik revolution. They want to socialize, communize the country.
I agree.
They'll do whatever they can to succeed. And look, they were in the suburbs of Beverly Hills just a few weeks ago with shirts saying, eat the rich, like they're Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm. You know, kill the rich. Bolshevik, okay? And not just the rich, anybody that opposes them.
Right.
And I believe that they'll soon be in your neighborhood, I'm talking everybody, demanding the keys to your house and the keys to your car, mm-hmm. all your property, and assaulting your family, maybe even killing it. And, you know, thank God we've got Second Amendment rights of self-defense, and people obviously are seeing that, and they're arming up right now in self-defense. But yes, we're in a Bolshevik revolution, so we need to push back, and I'm suggesting how to do it legally and peacefully. But to answer your question, if the president is reelected, nearly every major city in this country will burn. And today I'm in Los Angeles. I know I have a lot of friends, even on the left, who are leaving Los Angeles because they think the place is going to go up in flames.
So they feel the same way we do.
Yes, and it will go up in flames.
Yeah.
Now, if Trump's defeated, it'd probably be a lesser response. And let me say something else, which is really interesting, because we've seen how the FBI has framed people in the past. They framed my clients, the Bundys, them and BLM.
Right.
I finally got their indictment dismissed, and the dismissal was upheld on appeal, I believe it or not, the Ninth Circuit. And we saw what happened after the anthrax attacks after 9/11, when they framed two people as having caused that. One of them committed suicide. He was so distraught. Or Richard Jewell in Atlanta.
Right.
You know, the left is now trying to blame right-wing militia and others for being worse than the left. And what is happening in Michigan right now, I'm extremely doubtful that they're going to be able to prove the case. I don't know one way or the other if these people, you know, actually did an overt act to kidnap the governor. They should be prosecuted. But I'll bet you anything they were just blowing off steam. That's my guess. And they rounded them up, and Attorney General Bill Barr, you know, wants to look like he's, you know, treating everybody the same because he's worried that he's going to get impeached or they're going to smear him. He then allows for an indictment by the Justice Department. They'll indict these people up there, but they won't indict the Bidens, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Comeys, the McCabes, and the rest of them. Right. I don't know whether they're guilty or not, but I'll tell you something. I take it with a grain of salt. It's too convenient right now.
Mm. Well said. Well said. When it comes to these, you know, the lockdowns, shutdowns, COVID, all the things going on, do you feel like that is also another tool that's being used politically? And I'm not trying to diminish anybody that's died from COVID. Don't get me wrong. But to me, it seemed awfully convenient that that was used in such a way to shut down the economy at just the right time.
Well, clearly. And the president's right. If he wins re-election, it'll be reopened up the next day. Even if the Democrats win, they'll start to reopen it. The people are angry. The people are desperate. And it is an unfortunate situation right now. Those who are in power are going to be blamed. And that includes the president. And that's why right now he's far behind in the polls. Now, I pray that something will happen that will pull him out of this. And, you know, today we have a revelation that Biden was involved in this scam, in this racketeering enterprise from the Ukraine with his son Hunter. Twitter immediately removed that story from the New York Post, and it's going to be very difficult for the president to win. I pray that he does. I pray God will intervene and allow that. But again, the theme of my book is that we can't rely on any politician or president. And even if Trump wins, he's there only for 4 years.
That's true. Good point.
And it's likely that Republicans, not that they've done anything anyway, it's probably not going to retain the Senate. They're not going to get back the House. And he'll be blocked every step of the way. And then you've got these federal judges, you know, like John Tiger and others like him in San Francisco and Oakland, who will block him every step of the way with these illegal injunctions that are nationwide. And consequently, we, the American people, we need to start rising up ourselves. We cannot depend on that. And then there's the cultural moral slide in this country, which is being furthered by, you know, our universities and educational institutions where they're teaching kids to be socialists, to be communists, to be anti-Semites. Even the Jews, I'm a Jewish Christian, by the way, so I don't mean this in an anti-Semitic sense, but even the Jewish kids coming out of schools like Berkeley or Duke, where I went, are taught to be anti-Semitic, to you know, favor the Palestinians over their own people, the radical Palestinians, that is. So this is where we are today, and so my book is as much education as it is giving a roadmap on how we can try it peacefully and legally. I will never advocate violence, but I do believe that if we don't succeed, that this country will go up in flames, and it won't take long to do it.
Okay. Larry Klayman, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, Amazon.com. You can pre-order it now. And according to what I found, when is it, it can actually be ordered? It's released on the 27th. Is that right, Larry?
Correct. I actually got my copy today. So it's printed. And if you order it, I think it's going to be in hot demand. It's going to catch on because it's really different. You can pre-order it right now.
Okay, perfect. Larry, thank you very much. Once it gets out, we'll try to get you back on again.
Thank you very much.
Sounds awesome. Larry, thank you very much. Larry Klayman again. He is author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. And you just heard from Larry himself, founder of Judicial Watch. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And if you want to get that kitchen done by Christmas, you need to get on it because it's not going to get done otherwise. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
One goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Kurt will show you how you can use what you've got in your house to get that kitchen. 90 cents on the dollar comes back to you. He'll show you how that works. Give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Greg Bloom with me today from Barber's Foods as well. All right, so I got a question for you, Greg. Speaking of COVID and all that a minute ago that we were just talking to Larry about, you know, for a while there, we had this huge scare across the country. There wasn't going to be enough meat. All these processing plants, you know, some of the workers there had COVID and so on. And we have all these meat shortages across the country, which, frankly, never really developed. I mean, there may have been a little bit of a shortage here and there, but it wasn't as big as the news media made it out to sound.
No, I mean, that narrative at first seemed plausible when we were having meat plants have to close because of COVID cases. Some of them, even in Colorado, mm-hmm. had some deaths of some people that were elderly,
right.
You know. But then they got it under control, and they put measures in place to mitigate that risk and to help solve the problem. And we really haven't had any issues since the beginning of the COVID thing. So I don't think now, with the preparations and the precautions that have been put in place, it'll be an issue anymore at all.
How much, an odd question maybe for you, but what's our meat inventory in this country like when you look at all the different facets of what we got? Do we ever as a country have, you know, barring some major, major disaster, do we have any kind of a risk of ever running out of food?
Not for a while. We have a pretty robust frozen inventory of all proteins and even dry food in this country. Some of it's backed up now because we can't export it. And there's a backup now more in inventory in a lot of sectors because of the economy slowdown.
Right.
Because
so I just keep stacking it up waiting for it to sell
people
something.
People aren't eating. So there's hopefully this pent-up demand.
Okay, so question for you when it comes to how long certain meat can be stored. Because we all look at, you know, what's in a refrigeration unit at the grocery store. Not freezer, because they're typically not frozen. We look at, you know, fresh food in the refrigeration area of the supermarket, and we all think that just got cut off the cow last week.
Mm-hmm.
Did it?
No, most of it's been frozen and thawed out. You know, even, for example, Thanksgiving is next month,
right.
And a lot of people want to buy a fresh, and I say fresh with quotes around it,
right.
Turkey, because they think it tastes better. But that turkey has been frozen. It's just that the USDA definition allows it to be still called fresh if it never went below 0 degrees internally.
In the middle.
But you drop a turkey that's at 5 degrees on your foot, it's like a bowling ball. It's frozen. So, you know, so the fresh meat you buy retail, actually most of it's been thawed out.
Okay. So it's not any different than what you would take out of your freezer and thaw out.
No, it's just presented as fresh for the most part. There's some exceptions, but yeah.
But for the most part, what you're seeing in the case that's unthawed now is literally been frozen and unthawed.
Right. That's right. That's right. Even the fish that's there in the full service meat case came into them frozen most of the time. Because fish, you know, it doesn't last too long. I mean, you know, a question I get asked a lot though is how long will a piece of meat last that's in a vacuum bag?
That was my next question to you.
And if that bag is intact and not a leaker means that, you know, it broke the seal, it'll last indefinitely. The USDA, if you go and ask them, they'll say there's really not a shelf life for it. It'll last forever as long as it's kept in the freezer and there's no air allowed in. Now, practically, I have found that meat that's 2 years old.
I was going to say 2-3 years.
Two years. And then after, I've had 3-year-old chicken, actually. That's been frozen. The cell wall is compromised. It doesn't look the same, and it doesn't taste the same.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's kind of getting to that age that. Right. But you could eat it and survive if you had to.
Oh yeah, sure. It's not.
Unsafe. If you were desperate, there was no other means to eat. You'd eat it.
Put some sauce.
And you'd
on
be
it.
Fine.
Just
right?
Put some sauce.
Put
on
some
it.
Sauce on yeah. And go to town.
Yeah.
Okay. So one last question I have for you, and this is something that, you know, my dad taught me years ago, and I believe he is right. And it's very hard today to find these because in most cases they're rarely made anymore from what I can see. And that is the difference between a frost-free freezer and a frost freezer. My dad always taught me that the frost freezers work the best because there's no air circulating inside of that freezer unit. You know, it uses coils right underneath where the meat would actually sit. Yeah, frost builds up. Periodically, you've got to take that, thaw it out, you know, redo it. I mean, typically, that's every 2 or 3 years. You're not doing it every, you know, 6 months or anything along those lines. Is there anything to the different types of freezers and how long meat lasts?
Well, I don't think you can even. I remember those freezers that had frost accumulation, but I don't think they even sell them anymore.
I still have one.
I think you really. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I own one. I own an upright, and it's not that old. It's 3 years old.
I didn't even know you could buy those anymore.
It's hard to find a frost
computer
freezer
chip that turns it off in the middle of the night for an hour and lets it defrost. But I think it doesn't really matter because even on a defrost cycle, it's going to flip off, but your temperature inside the freezer isn't going to change much. Okay. And if the meat's already frozen, it's going to stay frozen.
Gotcha. You know?
So I honestly don't think it would matter that much.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No.
Especially if you're eating it within a couple of years.
Couple of years, but most of us are going to eat it. Unless you lose some, you know, you're not going to lose some Beeler's bacon in your freezer because you're going to find it and eat it.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to hang out there for very long. And is that, by the way, is that true for all meats of what you just said?
About the 2-year shelf life? Yeah, as long as it's in a vacuum sealed bag.
So whether it's fish, chicken, doesn't matter.
Right. Now, if you're buying a half a steer from a rancher and it's packed in a local
that's
processor
right?
with white freezer paper, that's different.
It's probably good for, what, 6 months or so?
I think a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's good for a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So, folks, there you go. There's the expert, by the way, when it comes to meats. I've learned a ton from Greg at Barber's Foods. If you want any meat, I mean the highest quality meat out there as far as I'm concerned, go to barbersfoods.com, fill out an order form. And by the way, you can do things via email if need be. Some of you out there that maybe don't want to do everything via the internet and so on, there's other ways to make that work, and Greg can share that with you. Just go to barbersfoods.com, send him an email, and he'll help you through the rest of that process.
Right. We have an order form. Easy to use.
There you go. Great. All right. We'll come right back here for Chevrolet, folks. Coming up next, whether you want to buy a new or used vehicle, they've got you set. And I mean that sincerely. You name it, they've got you taken care of. 303-659-8311. They've got a great deal on a 2020 Z71 Colorado diesel. By the way, great vehicle. Same thing I drive. 38250, and it's an orange color, and then they've got everything else in store for you as well. Check them out today at purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, somebody also just texted and said, I have some vacuum-sealed hamburger from over 10 years ago, still in the freezer, still delicious.
Yeah.
So there you go. Mike, there you go. Talk
See,
to me.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
It works, yeah.
Okay, so one last question. Since a lot of what you're going to buy out of the case at the supermarket has already been frozen,
right?
It's been unthawed to now give, you know, to sell to the consumer. And in some cases, they may take that and use half that package of hamburger and refreeze it again. How does that work when you've froze it, unthawed it, froze it again? How does that work?
Yeah, if you buy meat that's already been slacked out that was frozen, or let's just say you thaw out too much at home.
Right, you want to refreeze it.
And you want to freeze it. You can refreeze it. It's better than throwing it away by far. But you will dehydrate the meat even more because you've allowed a lot of the purge, a lot of the water in the cells to kind of leak out of the cells. And when you thaw it out, and now it's thawed out, and now you're going to refreeze it,
Makes
and
sense.
You're going to compromise that cell wall. Yeah. So what I tell people to do is cook it
and then freeze it,
and then freeze it again.
Yeah, there you go. Once it's cooked,
right?
Okay, perfect. All right, Greg Bloom again, Barber's Foods. Find him at barbersfoods.com. Guys, I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable is next. This has been Rush to Reason, though. Myself, Charlie, and Greg will be right, or we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.